From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty, bringing you the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. And on this day, the state's Land Use Planning Commission's considering changing some rules for northern and western Maine. But critics say those changes will loosen development regulations for more than 2 million acres of land. That's ahead in just a moment.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Norway Savings, supporting the colorful vision of Maine's business owners. Live your life in color. NorwaySavings.bank.
The Maine House and Senate have approved an amendment that funds Medicaid expansion. WGME is reporting that $23.5 million is being taken from the Fund for a Healthy Maine and being set aside in a special fund to help pay for the expansion. Maine voters approved Medicaid expansion in a referendum last November. Mainers should know this evening the results of last week's Democratic primary elections for governor and the state's 2nd congressional district. With votes uploaded and certified, the tabulation is scheduled for tonight at 6. Each race is expected to take about a half an hour to process. And demand is still outpacing supply in the state's real estate industry. The Maine Association of Realtors says in May, sales of single-family existing homes dipped 1.38% compared to the year before because of tight inventory. The median sales price for the period is up just under 10% at almost $220,000. The association says in some markets it's common for sellers to receive multiple offers. In weather tonight, showers ending with skies clear in the far north, otherwise clouding up with lows in the 40s and 50s. Governor Paul LePage says he's stalling completion of an 8-year-old state agreement to take ownership of the scenic Kennebec River Gorge, land that is now owned by Central Maine Power. Fred Bever has more.
In 2010, the state's Department of Environmental Protection approved CMP's plan for a massive electricity transmission upgrade and expansion in Maine. As part of its application, the utility agreed to protect thousands of acres of land elsewhere to compensate for ecosystems and recreational resources that would be disturbed by the project. Miles of land along Somerset County's Kennebec River Gorge, a mecca for whitewater recreation, was included. But the final deed transfer never took place. And at a Chamber of Commerce breakfast in Portland, LePage provided some insight into why.
Right now, I'm in a battle. There's a law that says that Central Maine Power is required to give us the Kennebec Gorge to the state of Maine. They're going to just donate to the state of Maine. And they come in and say, why aren't you accepting it? I said, because it comes off the tax rolls. If you agree to continue paying the taxes on it, I'll take the land.
The statement was part of a larger commentary by LePage on his general opposition to land deals that take large swaths of property off the tax rolls. LePage did support using public funds to conserve another Somerset County property that's owned by a wealthy campaign contributor, although that effort failed. CMP spokesman John Carroll says the company, which pays only about $2,500 a year in taxes for the property, wants to find a way to satisfy the governor. The most significant effect of the stalled ownership transfer, he says, has to do with who manages the property.
There was a commitment or an expectation that the state would develop its own management plan for the property in terms of stewardship and management of it. And that's probably the piece that is waiting for its final step.
But Carroll says even if that issue isn't soon resolved, it will not affect the company's new proposal to build a major transmission line across the gorge, a deal that also includes donations of funding and land conservation aimed at Somerset County's recreational economy. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
For more than 40 years, development proposals in Maine's unorganized townships have been handled in a fairly straightforward way. New construction had to be located within 1 road mile of existing similar development, like a group of cabins or a rental shop. But rule changes before the state's Land Use Planning Commission could potentially affect more than 2 million acres of land in northern and western Maine. Nearly 100 people packed a private banquet hall today in Brewer for the only public hearing the LUPC has scheduled before an expected vote on the plan this fall. A.J. Higgins was there.
The so-called one-mile adjacency rule has worked well, according to many residents of the unorganized territories. But now, developers eager to profit from increased recreational activity in Katahdin, Jackman, and Munson areas would prefer to see different measures used. They propose new developments be allowed 10 miles from rural hubs and 2 miles from public roads.
This is going to sequester a couple million acres of unorganized territory land, pretty well dedicated and open to commercial and subdivision development. And I think that is a much huger footprint than the current system.
Roger Merchant, a former forester and member of the University of Maine's Cooperative Extension, says that the proposal before the panel seems to broadly encourage strip development along the state's scenic byways. And Merchant says he's baffled by the commission's 2-year effort to rewrite development rules that he says have served the state well for decades.
What's the big wave coming for rural Maine that's going to require this much dedication of land specifically for development? I don't see it in the literature. If the LPUC has some information that we don't have about what's coming for rural development that's going to require this extent, scope, and scale, I'd like to see that information.
Others at the hearing express fears about how food trucks or camping supply stores and other tourism-related businesses could change the wilderness flavor of the unorganized territories. Hawk Matheny, regional director for the Appalachian Trail Conservancy, says his organization would not support development near its trailheads.
Trailheads are the access to the Appalachian Trail from a road. It's really the beginning of the visitor's experience on the AT. They drive up, they park their car, they load their pack, they read the signs. It's the transition zone from the more developed world into the less developed experience. And if there were more develop around those trailheads, there would be less of that distinction from one zone to the other.
According to LUPC staffers, the proposed rules would not alter environmental rules or conservation easements that are now in place, and they say the existing rules need to be reconsidered.
The one-mile rule of thumb provides a valuable tool for the commission, but it also doesn't do everything that the commission needs it to do.
Commission Director Nick Livesay.
For instance, the one-mile rule of thumb can actually facilitate sprawl. That's the term that was used in 1983 and 1997. More recently, you hear references to leapfrogging development as a real problem that can be associated with the one-mile rule of thumb.
But environmental activists are critical of the proposed changes. Kathy Johnson of the Natural Resources Council of Maine says the proposed rules will fragment forests and wildlife habitat.
In addition to the 10-mile sprawl outside of towns, they're going to allow large lot subdivisions, which the legislature abolished in 2001. They're going to bring that back.
The LUPC will continue to accept written comments throughout the summer and tentatively plans to act on the proposal in the fall. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.
For more of today's Maine news, visit our website, mainepublic.org. And from Maine Public, that's This Day in Maine for Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. Thanks to Ed Morin and our digital team, I'm Nora Flaherty.